Riviera Radio. Business.
This is a warning for anybody in the southeast of England. Potts is out.
I was lining up at a pub midnight last night. Fantastic. We had a brilliant night.
I don't believe that for a minute.
No, I haven't been to a pub in years, to be honest with you, anyway.
Straight down the curry house, a bottle of Dom Pom and the Nag's Head sorted.
So, first time since Christmas, pubs and restaurants will open inside, which is all nice. Travel restrictions are lifted, but it's very limited, it has to be
said.
Get
back in the office.
12 countries on the green list, most of which don't let you in anyway. So it's not also what is you can do here, but it's what is available there as well. So basically, if you want to go to Portugal, you can today. That's about it. One household from can come into your home as well. So it starts to feel like we're on the road to normality. Let's hope it continues at pace.
Well, hang on, because the Indian variant is causing a lot of trouble, isn't it?
Yes, it is in a number of parts of the UK. I think certainly in Bedford and in Bradford and Blackpool and other places beginning with B. So you've got to be a little bit careful.
I'd go to Portugal, Viva. You run away while you can.
I think it's nice, 27 degrees there. It's been an absolute washout this weekend. Absolutely rain, not so beautiful rain.
Well, I'm sure with your contacts you could swing a ticket for the Champions League final, couldn't you?
I don't know. Chelsea had a bit of a miserable weekend.
Don't
quite
talk
frankly.
About that.
So they could do with a bit of a pick-up.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good cup final, actually, didn't you?
No.
I thought it was a good cup final.
I thought Leicester deserved to win, but I thought it was a poor game.
I don't know. I thought it was a real batter. I thought it was, you know, it reminded me of the old days of a cup final. It was nice to see a cup final with the passion in there. I thought it was good, actually.
Well, they were deserved winners. It was a splendid goal to win the match, wasn't it, really?
True.
So, okay, markets, not very good last week, but we had a good end to the week on Wall Street and in London as well, actually.
Yeah, the spectre of inflation loomed large over markets once again last week. Risk sentiment crumbled for a lot of the week, certainly at the start of last week, as the investors reacted to the surge in commodity prices, higher CPI in the US, that pickup in producer prices in China. I think commodities were interesting. What a violent week of volatility it was. The boom extended, it broadened at the start of the week. However, there was a dramatic reversal of fortunes in the last two sessions as Chinese authorities hinted they would use their powers to calm the trading frenzy. Regulators began to implement higher margin requirements and narrow daily trading bans. Authorities could also consider releasing some of the strategic reserves to improve supply. In terms of asset class performance, yields rose, equities sold off. 10-year Treasury yield rose 6.3 basis points over the course of the week. S&P 500, as you alluded to, rose for a second day on Friday. In fact, it was a good session, up 1.5%. Still down 1.4% over the week. That's the biggest weekly decline since the week ending February the 26th. Stock 600 was down 0.5% over the course of the week. Looking at a flat start on the European bourses this morning. Lots of volatility in cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, I think, has fallen 24% over the course of the past 30 days on bearish comments once again coming through from Elon Musk over the course of the weekend and concerns that Tesla could sell down some of its crypto holding.
The old inflation question hasn't gone away, though, has it? I mean, it's still giving investors a sort of pause for thought.
It really is. We know rising inflation can impact equity market performance, can encourage policymakers to lift rates earlier, thereby slowing growth. Higher real bond yields will result in an increase in the discount rate applied to future cash flows and compressed valuations. We should remember rising input costs could also pressure profits, thereby reducing the appeal of stocks, which we know have already been trading at elevated levels. There are a number of ways investors can mitigate, I suppose, the potential risk of inflation. They can look at equities, for example. Investors there should focus on companies and industries that offer pricing power. Luxury is certainly one of those sectors with some of the highest pricing power. Brand strength certainly facilitates price hikes. Chemical companies, selected industrials, can also fit into that category. The sectors that really struggle with inflation are those that are highly competitive and extensively regulated, so telecoms, utilities. Commodity producers benefit from the underlying price rise, but of course have no pricing power. And beyond that, in fixed income, you can look at the likes of inflation-linked bond, floating rate notes, and also higher yield, but all of which are not a perfect hedge, and additional risk and factors, I guess, need to be taken into consideration there.
How very convenient. Look at equities. Third World War breaking out, never mind, look at equities. OK, AT&T, a mega merger with Discovery on the cards.
Yeah, and talks AT&T to spin off its media business and merge it with Discovery, that would create a media giant that would combine Discovery's reality TV empire, that's HGTV, which I think is a home improvement channel, Animal Planet and the Food Network, with AT&T's vast media assets that are acquired through the acquisition of Time Warner, you remember, back in 2018. So AT&T owns the likes of CNN, HBO, Cartoon Network, TNT, and of course Warner Brothers Studios. Discovery shares have been a good performer during the course of this year, up around about 18%, valuing the company at $24 billion. Of course, AT&T shares are up 12% this year, is a massive company. It's got a market cap of somewhere around $230 billion. AT&T has been restructuring its business. It's been reducing debt. It's been cutting staff, selling underperforming assets. The carrier's been boosting its movie, its television production levels to try and attract subscribers to that HBO Max streaming service. The hope is, of course, the deal would give the combined group the scale to compete with the likes of Netflix and Disney.
Breaking news from Andrew. Boris Johnson's announced that due to the new Indian COVID variant, people will be now offered the Punjab. Please start taking this Indian COVID variant seriously. My neighbour Corson has just been in a coma for a week and he's only just buried his naan.
Yes. That is very good. Yes. I don't know if that is politically correct.
Oh, I think it's all right, isn't it?
It is good.
And results out from Ryanair. How much does a seat outside on the wing cost these days?
Ryanair reporting probably less. There's been a quiet year for them. Ryanair reporting a full year loss, €815 million. No surprise, saying it's been the most challenging year in the company's 35-year history. Traffic fell 81%. That's from 149 million passengers to 27 million due to the pandemic restrictions. But the low-cost airline said it expects to benefit from a strong rebound of pent-up travel demand through the second half of this year. It's looking to return to pre-COVID growth in the summer of 2022 as it takes delivery of new aircraft and starts new bases in Scandinavia and Eastern Europe. Ryanair said they've minimized job losses through agreed pay cuts and the participation in the government support schemes, which, while at the same time it said keeping its pilots, cabin crew and aircraft current and ready to resume service once normality returns.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar looking just below 141 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 121. You're going to get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
Now, don't go too mad today. You know what you're like after you've had a few.
I've got a busy day at work, it has to be said, but there will be people out there enjoying themselves, and be interesting to see if they take Boris Johnson's advice to do it in moderation and consideration.
I shouldn't think so, should you? I mean, let's face it.
I wouldn't imagine so, yeah. No.
All right, talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Hang Potts and Barclay.